no, they did another YKS. Look out, here comes another YKS. Time to find out why YKS. Sit down and listen to Mike and JF.
Oh no, they did another YKS. Now you gotta hear another YKS. Time to find out why YKS. Put your headphones on, it's YKS.
Hey DB, hey JF. Just calling in with an urgent message from the future. The podcast finally gets good around episode 800. So keep at it. Your hard work will pay off in about 5 years from now. See ya.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. As you heard on the voicemail there, this is... So they said, we're going to get good. It was a voicemail from the future. Kind of a cool gimmick to do something from the future, because that's what we're all looking forward to, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah.
People are looking forward to the future.
Well, you don't look forward to the past, do you, Mike?
That's true.
Thank
Unless
you.
Unless you're turned around 360 friggin' degrees.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds like this past month, 360 degrees, the way it's been. So it's been unseasonably warm.
Mm-hmm.
Due to, I guess, you know, if you're going to read the newspapers, I guess it's going to be, you chalk it up to emissions, whatever that means. So, what were we talking about? The future.
I don't remember.
The future is what we were talking about, Mike, and God willing, we all have one, and it sounds like we're going to get good around the 800 episode mark. So we're about 1/17th or whatever of the way through the bad episodes. So if you just stick with us, I think it'll be
just
worth your
on.
While. Yeah, hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy? You know, what kind of name is that?
Yeah.
You mean Snoopy?
See how my face is all scrunched up? Like I didn't know what you were doing or where you're going with it. It's so hot, JF, in October. It's October. It's the time of All Hallows Eve.
Correct.
Treats and tricks and whatnot. It's so hot that all these witches are not flying broomsticks anymore. They're flying... I don't know, what, air conditioners or something like that?
Dyson Airblade. No, that's the hand.
No, that's the
yeah. What's the fan? They have the fan chopper. What's it called? Where it doesn't. It's the fan without the blade in it. The Dyson fan, the no blade fan.
And the premise of what I said was that witches were now riding them around. Because it's cooler now to do that because it's so hot.
Well, it's just more eco-friendly.
Classic case of starting out a bit, not knowing where it's going. And even though it didn't land, you got something out of it. You learned a lesson along the way.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you what, it's getting to be so hot here in October. Normally Satan would emerge from his brimstone door... and for but one evening, walk amongst the gravestones of man, and it's getting to be so hot, he says, you know what, I need to bring one of those little spray bottles you get at, like, Six Flags, the little misters.
Like, he says, you know what, I just looked up the 5-day, you know, and I'll stay here. I'll stay home.
Right.
That's what Satan said.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Yeah. Satan is bringing his banana boat with him. I'll say that when he's coming to Tennessee in October. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And that guy's used to a little heat, by the way. You know.
It's so hot, JF. Let's see how long we can do this before.
I can do this all fucking day.
We get sick of it. Because I was sick of it by the first one when it didn't go. I was like, I'm out. But we just kept going. It's so hot, JF.
Yeah,
that all of the candy corns have popped, and now the popcorn or something. I don't know how it works.
Candy popcorn now.
Yeah, whatever.
Candy, and boy, that would be good.
It's the realm.
It?
It's the realm of the imagination. You can say whatever you want. Get off my back.
Yeah, folks, you're gonna have to leave your sense of disbelief at the door, okay? Because I'll tell you what, I'm gonna tell you how goddamn hot it is. Here, yeah. In October in Tennessee, it is so damned hot, okay, Well, how hot would it be? Take however hot you think it is.
The witches going back to the well here. Can we turn down the cauldron because it's so hot? You know, it's
turn down the cauldron, it's
heating up the house and whatever. I think they cook outside. This is not going well for us. Should have done some research on
how hot
Halloween
it is.
And how hot it was.
It's so hot that Frankenstein is saying, "Yes, bring me the fire." Because that's the only thing that'll cool me down. It's so it's hotter than fire in the air for me, Frankenstein. You know,
and he wants to be.
He wants to be
wants
in
to
the
be
fire.
Set on fire,
just to cool down. Just anything. Just yeah. So
and the creature, black lagoon creature, is like, you know, hey, I'm over here.
I'm here as well.
So that's the show, folks. YKS, we did it again. You didn't think we could do it, but we did it.
Following up a great episode with just skinning our knees on this one, pretty much, is what this one is. But we got to keep doing it. We'll keep doing that garbage. So why don't we give an update on an old Kickstarter, Mike? That's something that'll pass the fucking time on this earth.
Don't say pass the time like we're fucking just talking to take up time.
You ever think about how many fucking days you got left on this motherfucker?
You know what's so funny? I was like, today I'm not depressed. I'm feeling good about my life and about everything. And I'm like, I don't really have a lot of reasons to complain in my life. I'm
right.
Doing fairly well emotionally and then I come on here with you and you are just a negative Nancy.
Is that why I did not hear from you all day? I did not hear from you all day. We had the Goodwill Hunting fucking scenario where I was like, every Sunday, you know, I wake up just thinking, I'll go to text you and say, "Hey, dumbass, when are we going to record?" And you'll never text me, and you'll be gone. You'll be gone somewhere, you know. And I thought today was that day.
I was just sleeping. I took a nap from about 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Right.
And it was mwah, yeah. So nice. Yeah. I don't nap. I'm not a napper.
Right.
But I did today, boy.
Yeah, you did, right? Sort of in that prime time.
Right in the time we were supposed to work, I thought this would be the best time to take up napping.
Why not, you know?
I'll try it out.
It's so hot. No, I don't have another. I can't. I don't have another one. I don't. I can't. I can't even think of another thing about Halloween. So let's do the update on the old Kickstarter. Chums from episode 109. Pretty recent. 11 episodes ago. Oh, and I didn't even write that down. That's just off the top of the dome. I knew how many episodes ago it was. Chums.
That's so good.
People don't remember what Chums is, I think, because I didn't really do a good job explaining it the first time around. So I'm going to give a brief preamble here. I'm going to see what you can piece together about Chums. This is my understanding of Chums is that it is the goal of this was to create a television series pilot that this person wanted to then go shop around to studios. And the show was centered around the idea of her obsessively cataloging screenshots of text messages from her freshman year of high school. So she would text with her friends and I guess screenshot them all and then save them. And the idea is that would make a good basis for a show. And certainly there have been worse or there have been lighter plots for shows, I guess.
You remember that? Remember that shit my dad said show that came out a million years ago and sucked immediately, and then everybody was like, "Oh yeah, maybe we shouldn't give Twitter people like TV deals and stuff."
Right, right. I think it did bomb. I think I didn't see any of it,
I missed it as well somehow. But the premise of it, I think, was that the guy started the Twitter account or whatever. Was like, shit my dad says or whatever the fuck. And it was all,
yeah.
What was the fucking point of that shit? It was like 11 years ago.
It was like, so one of the things, one of the guys that Stefan really loves, our friend Stefan Heck from Blocked Party and Golf Kings, one of the things that he loves to reflect on is how he got that Owen's grandpa guy mad at him, like the role-playing Twitter account guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a similar concept, except for, like you said, Shit My Dad Says was literally more than a decade ago, I think, that this was going on. And it was just a crotchety old guy, the idea went, who would say these things. I think, as it turns out, it's just an excuse for the writer, the guy behind
He was a comedy writer.
Yeah, he's actually a comedy writer. And so I think, you know, the show not hitting probably had more to do with it being CBS or maybe just not a great TV show idea than it did him, if I had to guess.
In 2009, he was a full-time writer for Maxim magazine. He returned to San Diego to live with his girlfriend, but the relationship ended following the move. Well, you got to put that in your Wikipedia profile.
That's weird. Yeah, you don't need that.
And then Halpern moved back to the family home. Halpern's record of his father's comments, some repeated to him by brothers, cousins, and other relatives. I guess. He started a Twitter feed to store his father's rhetorical gems. The writer thought the content might be useful for a future script. To Halpern's surprise, the Twitter profile quickly gathered a large following.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Canceled in like 2011.
That all seems relative. That seems benign to me, doing that. That's fine. It didn't work out, but I think that's okay. Maybe a little navel-gazy, but I think that's within the realm of like a comedy premise, you know?
What is he, your best friend?
I love this guy. I don't know him from Adam, but... this one,
Who's Adam? Is that your best friend?
Adam is my best friend.
Getting mad.
He's jealous of Adam. Chums, so one thing that tipped me off on the original is it says, as of right now, the Chums proof of concept is personally funded by Jay. Jay is the name of the woman who's responsible for the project. So that combined with the fact that it did not seem like that strong of an idea and the fact that the video on the page was seemingly like an ad hoc interview set up. So it's set up to be an interview, like asking her about her process and the cool idea of Chums or whatever. But it's not a show. There's no branding. There's no channel. There's no host. There's no introductions. There's nothing like that. It just cuts right to a soundstage of her being interviewed by someone. So to me, that sounds like she or a publicist or an agent or manager or whatever got this set up to make it look like a legitimate thing that people would be interested in. So I will play. I'm going to play the video of what she says about Chums. This is her interview set up. So this is what she says about it, if you don't remember what Chums was.
So Jay, what is Chums?
Chums is my new television series. It's a true story based off of over 10,000 screenshots that I saved since 2009 to the present day. So that's about 10 years. Yeah, it's a story about Luz and her group of friends. Mm-hmm. The first season focuses on shifting friend groups and trying to find your place in high school because, you know, as we all know, once we get to high school, we're kind of bombarded by new people and that's hard to navigate.
So that is, so later on in this interview, she says that there were some bumps in the road, specifically from people who were not big fans of her sharing their text messages from a decade ago. But no big deal, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I would love that personally.
Yeah. Does seem like a good thing to do to your friends. So... So this did get backed, despite the fact that when we talked about it on episode 109, it had $191 of $10,000. I think people just didn't really get it. For instance, the $10 pledge was the lowest level pledge, and it says you get a day pass to explore the Chums world, which doesn't make a lot of sense because this is supposed to be a television pilot, right? So does that mean... I know that these all actually did get printed up somewhere because she used them for a thesis, I think. So maybe that means that you could go and look at the text messages, but there's no information as to like where they are or anything like that. For $25, you get digital access to the pilot episode, which doesn't exist yet and probably wouldn't be theirs to give anyways once they shot it. That would probably belong to the production company, I think. So didn't really make a lot of sense, I think, from a backer's point of view. And it had $119 to show for it until it did pick up a little bit of steam. So it had to get an additional $9,800-something. And even with 72 hours left in the campaign, it still lacked about $6,500, which it did get. So in the last 3 days of the campaign, they picked up $6,522.
You know what else?
Hmm.
Sounds like cums.
Welcome to the six pack. Mike, let's do six Kickstarters. Essentially the perfect number of things to talk about. So, right?
Am I wrong that it sounds like cums?
He's still on cums. I'll just start talking and you can just kind of catch up when you're done thinking about cums. The first one I want to talk to you about, Mike, is called Disgrace. This is a tough one to say. Because of the capitalization. Disgrace to the White House. This is from our friend Muffin Party. Thank you for sending this in. $2,873 of $13,000. 41 backers. 49 days to go. Okay, that's respectable. You know? Oh, beg your pardon. It went up $5 more. $2,878. You know? Yeah. And this is made by the Tiny Hands Company, which, if you know your presidential history, you'll understand why that is very funny. Yeah, somebody just got it.
That was maybe the one millionth thing they tried, and it didn't go anywhere. Like, they didn't do anything. Then they were like, remember when they were like Drumpf?
Yeah,
like, he's got tiny hands, you know. And everybody, all the tiny hands guys were like, hey, I got tiny hands. And, you know, it's not a laughing matter. And then they was like, hey, he's got a mushroom dick. And then I was like, hey, come on, you know.
His dick looks like a mushroom tip, you know.
Which is fine to have.
This is the story. This is the bio for the creator, Tiny Hands in L.A. On a dim morning, pantsuit crumpled on the floor, the story began. The craziness erupted on November 9th, 2016, when we all woke up to a complete and utter nightmare. Days, weeks, months passed. Who knew it could be this bad? So many people in need of love, laughter, and sanity. One day, still in total despair, we made a joke about a tweet and a loud noise burst out. What was that? Laughter. It felt good. It felt great. We needed more. We started writing more jokes. Putin, Mooch, remember that moron? Giuliani, non sequitur sentences, they wrote themselves. A smart sister said, you know, this has the makings of a hilarious board game. And here it is. Just add a stiff drink and some good friends, and this game is a party in a box. Remember, laugh, don't cry. Spread the word about Disgrace to the White House, aka, oh my god, we've elected a misogynistic, incurious, racist liar to the greatest office in the country.
It does not say that.
That is everything that it says, and that's their bio. I mean, the rest of it is full of even more ridiculous bullshit. This is what I don't. Here's what I don't get. Muffin Party, our friend, actually sent in two games. One was this, and one was another one that I had seen previously. That is like the Social Justice Warrior game. And I don't want to talk about the Social Justice Warrior game very very long because it's like purposefully infuriating. Even though they go out of their way to say, oh, we're trying to punch up, not down. We're trying to get at people who use this, you know, this language or these arguments or this point of view or whatever, cravenly for their own gain or whatever. I think by the time you go through all the trouble of making a game about social justice warriors and like copying all the memes and stuff, I think it's pretty clear what's going on.
There's a limit to just get, it's not a joke when you're getting stuff printed up, I guess.
I think that's where I came down on it too, because I'm like, is that true that there are people who will feign outrage or who I mean, we talked about the Krasensteins are a good example, I think, and they've been deplatformed and essentially disappeared. I think
they died.
Hang glider accident. I think they're a good example of somebody who is like, well, on the face of it, are their politics good? I guess they're fine. I guess they seem to be on the right side of social issues for the most part. But it's clear that it's like a grift or whatever. So I get it. You want to hit at those people. But yeah, once you're going to the board game factory and getting everything laminated, it feels maybe like, oh, like let's do up the drawing, because you know the picture of the lady who is supposed to be
the one side's like her face, the other side is like a flower pot. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and she's like screaming or whatever. That one. Isn't that what the one are we talking about, the same one, the girl in the glasses, and she looks mad in the crowd?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the optical illusion. Remember the one that was like, hey, it's a pretty lady, and then you turn it upside down and it's an old maid?
We're on different planets.
You know?
Totally different planets.
Yeah.
So the thing about that one was, so even though I do think it's probably, and I didn't spend a lot of time with it, probably not coming from a good place. It's very clear what their politics are to me, I think, just by looking at it. You look at it and you go, oh, okay, I see what the point of view of this game is. That's not a virtue necessarily, but at least I understand it. But something like this, where the initial thrust is November 9th, 2016, a day that would change our lives forever. This guy's a big stinky poo-poo head. Like, what? You can't, how can it be both things for you, where it was like the apocalypse when he got elected? By the way, not even sworn in, just elected. And you're talking about it being an apocalyptic event.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you're like, well, he has a lot of typos in his posts, so let's roast that. That's just a big nothing to me. I don't understand how you could be that type of person.
Nothing burger.
I think Nothing Burger is funny, but you can't say it anymore because of politics. Let's play this. Let's play the video for Disgrace to the White House. It's surreal to me a little bit. Mike, are you getting these? Are you seeing these?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Oh no, I just closed it.
From Poop Shooter International comes the family game that asks the question: can you out Trump Trump to the White House?
I went to Ivy League school. I'm highly educated. I know words. I have the best words. I have the best. But there's no other better word than stupid.
Right?
Has Dad got the stuff?
The wall? I'm not paying for that.
Look out, because here comes Sis playing dirty again.
Fork it over, Dad.
Learn all about our antiquated electoral college in this rip-roaring game of strategy.
Florida!
A perfect game to play around the trash can fire during the Trumpocalypse.
The beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
Need a hand? Call Russia.
I'm going to the White House with the help of Putin.
Act out all of DJT's most hilarious and offensive moments.
Dad, I just grabbed Mom's purse.
Yeah!
All right, I got it.
See if you've got what it takes to steal the presidency.
Yes, another Twitter card!
Oh! In Disgrace to the White House! Disgrace to the White House!
This game is R-rated and not intended for anyone under the age of 18, including anyone with the name Kellyanne, Ivanka, Rudy, Ted, Don Jr., or anybody without a moral compass. The Disgracest Race to the White House is a bipartisan board game, best played with a sense of humor. Ask Mitt or Mooch. Disgrace to the White House.
That was too much at the end. I don't know. And the cutoff was strange, too. I didn't do that. I don't know.
The whole fucking video looks like it was Now, this may come as a shock, Champ, but this is an audio podcast.
Oh, man.
So, but I do want to say that this is like a shot very shittily. It looks like a bad SNL skit.
Oh, well, now let's clarify. When you say it's shot in a shitty way, it's technically proficient, but yes, it has the sheen of a low end SNL, because when it comes to shooting bad things on Kickstarter, I mean, some of them are just like a guy propped his phone up in the corner and is like talking to it from across the room. So there's like,
this is supposed to look professional, but it looks so awful. The guy looks like a fucking murderer.
He looks totally nuts.
He looks like a psycho.
And they're putting on, of course, they didn't mention it in the video, so you don't know about it. If you're just listening, everyone passes around the Trump wig at a certain point, and they're all wearing the wig and doing a Trump impression. For whatever reason, which have a fucking point of view, have a fucking spine about something, and just fucking, I don't get it. I don't get the family that's the first thing I don't get about this is the family that sits around talking about and in like having a fun time with politics. Is that, I'd like to hear from people who are listening to the show. If this is your family,
yeah, is anyone like laughing about this?
Does anyone share the politics of their family? My experience is that most people do not, to the point that whenever I hear someone say, oh, like even someone saying my parents voted for Obama, I'd be like, really? I feel like that's not a common, just in the, I, the
sur- you live in the South, though.
I live in the South. So that's a big part of it. Yeah. So if you live in California, I assume that'll be somewhat different. But I think even people there I think people our age, for the most part, are not overwhelmed with the leftist politics of their parents, you know? And I think a lot of people listening to the show would consider themselves leftists. So do you have like a relationship with your parents where they can be like, oh, you know, Bernie sounds like he's not doing well. And then you can say, yeah, well, Donald Trump eats a lot of McDonald's every day. Or is that something
you guys both laugh? You guys are laughing.
That's inconceivable to me. You know, my sister-in-law is younger than I am, and she was like, oh, have you guys decided who you're going to vote for or whatever? First of all, pretty premature. I mean, let's let this play out on the, you know, no. But she said that, and I just like immediately just like my butthole clenched, like, because I don't want to talk about it with. And she's good, you know, she's young, she's progressive, you know, she has the right ideas. So it's not like she's not like she asked me, like, what are we going to do about this wall, huh? It wasn't like that. She's she's on the money. It's just I still didn't want to talk about it. I still didn't even want to have the conversation with my family about politics. I don't know why. It just seems it seems weird to me. It's like talking about my penis. I don't want to talk about my penis with my family, even though it's like, they get it, you know, they know.
Do you think your family knows you have a penis? Do you think your mom is like, yeah, my son has a penis for sure?
I think
she's like that.
I think if she were being deposed and she were being asked in a legal situation, does your son have a penis? I think she would answer in the affirmative. Yeah, I do. I really do.
I don't know that my mom knows that I have one.
All right.
We've never talked about it.
It's never come up. Well, not lately anyways. That's Disgrace to the White House. Satirical board game. Pretty good. 2878 of 13 grand. Tiny hands. For $25 you can get the I didn't even read their $75 or more. Take a ride on the Golden Shower slide and receive a hot off the press, upcycled for you DIY board game. That's right. Just sit there and look pretty while we cut all the cards, package, and do all the work. I don't know what
they're doing. I like how there were kids. There were definitely kids playing it. And they were like, right, it's 18 and up.
Yeah. And was that a joke? And if so, what is the joke of that?
I don't know.
Is it that Trump is like an Epstein associate? Is that what's funny about? They're not digging that deep,
bizarre,
right?
I don't think it's that deep. Bizarre video. Looks like it was. I mean, the guy really strikes me as he looks like a murderer.
He's really hammering.
I don't mean to. You know, we might get sued for saying it, but
I think you can say someone looks weird.
He looks like he's killed people.
He looks strange, and he's affecting a very dangerous posture in this. I think it says
holding
this,
a knife the whole time.
It says this game takes 60 minutes to play. That seems too long to live in this world of ha ha ha. The freaking Trump guys are at it again.
It does. Like I can't play. You ever play that Monopoly? You know, and it's like, all right, I get the fucking point. It's like, oh, you just started playing. It's like, I get it, though. We're done.
I like Monopoly.
Flipping it over. Oh, you fucking would like Monopoly.
I like Monopoly. I think it's fun.
I knew you'd pick Monopoly over my favorite game, Connect Four. I don't know. Just a huge Connect Four guy. I got something, JF, called the Hat Hands.
Uh-huh. I've heard of Tiny Hands, but Hat Hands? Are those similar?
Shut up. Shut up while I'm doing my fucking thing.
Yep.
All right? I don't cut in when you're...
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is a hat that can hold your phone to record video, chat with your friends, or bring your vlogging game to a whole new level. So, we are all familiar with baseball caps. Now, baseball cap, if you're somehow not familiar, is a cap that you wear on your head, has your favorite sports organization on the front of it, and it can also have your favorite brand of truck on it, too.
You do know a lot about hats, yeah.
I could go for a very long time.
About hats? About specifically
baseball.
Ball caps,
baseball
basically.
Hat. Yeah. Ball caps, yeah. Let's see. You got your snapback. You got your fitted. You got your golf dad hat. Maybe I overestimated how much I knew about.
Yeah, you seem to have pretty much done the whole thing.
Just run out of things to say about it. Hat hands. This is a fucking hat, and it has hands on it. It doesn't take a lot here. But the hat, the hands on the hat hold your cell phone, so you can record stuff. Like if you're, I don't know. What's some stuff people do, you know, that they have to record?
Not even able to come up with something someone might do.
Yeah. If you're masturbating your penis and you need a hand to hold a book or something.
Because then you'd be masturbating to the book. You'd be jacking off to the book, yeah.
And you wanted to record it for later to
you're
watch.
Reading some erotica in a bound volume.
Yeah. You could use this hat for that, JF. Or if you're doing cooking.
Absolutely, if you're doing cooking, yeah. I think so many people who listen to this show are smartphone people, right? We have so many smartphone listeners, and the numbers are going up every month. I think for a lot of those people, smarties, I call them, a lot of the smarties that are listening to this show might be saying, oh, they might be used to saying to each other, they might be used to calling each other up on the phone and saying, there's an app for that. Hello, there's an app for that. And going on and saying that there's apps for it or whatever. And I think it might surprise them to learn that nowadays there actually is a hat for that as well. So you need to hold up your phone.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you were going to land on it. And I was waiting for it to pop out. And it didn't disappoint. Hi, my name's Tim. And my business partner's name is Shenandoah. We've been working together on this project for more than a year. From across the United States, she in California and myself in Colorado. We started our invention when she needed help starting a motor-powered bicycle. She was holding her phone in her hand and video chatting, and I would put the phone down to do something on the motor, she would put the phone down. Somebody put the phone down!
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Well, a lot of our listeners aren't able to put the phone down because they're just so damn...
They're addicted to
the apps.
They're
hooked on the apps, yeah. It's so hot. Can we say how hot it is?
It is honestly so hot that the ghosts have took off their sheets for the night. They said, "I'm, you know, getting sweaty under this, sticking to my legs.
The ghosts have kicked one leg out from under the sheet.
I think throughout this episode, if we keep thinking of it in the back of our heads, and then if we nail it at the end,
yeah, it'll be worth it.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. It's so hot. It's so hot. Halloween. Hot.
So hot.
Hot.
Hot. Hot. Hot.
Halloween. Halloween. Something. Something. End
little
of the
plastic.
Month.
Yeah. Something. Little plastic hands on this hat.
Yeah.
To hold your cell phone so you can jack off and read a book. $1 of $15,000. That's a lot of scratch.
Very high amount of money for what this is. Let's play the video, huh? Now, do you finally see what the people are doing that you couldn't come up with on your own, you fool?
Yeah. He is beating that thing. He's really punishing it.
A lot of scar tissue on that bad boy. Now, this one is... They're doing extreme sports.
Mm-hmm. Doing extreme sports in their baseball caps with the plastic hands on the front.
Do you think it's possible they just did not know about GoPros?
Yeah, I mean...
They just didn't even know what it was.
GoPro is a whole nother thing, though, JF.
Is it?
You got another cable, you know, and then you got to charge it, and it's a whole thing. This is no wires at all. I'm trying to sell it to you.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm looking over here to my left and Anderson Cooper is laying down and being covered up with a sheet, and then there's a lady like lifting the sheet and looking at him. I can't really figure out what it is that they're doing. They're doing some kind of treatment on Anderson Cooper, and he looks comfy. He's like laying on the couch.
He passed away and they're covering him up.
You're saying they're showing Anderson Cooper's death.
They're doing the thing on his eyes where they close his... They put pennies on it for some reason. What is that?
Yeah.
You know what it is? You put coins on the eyes, JF, to pay the ferryman to ferry you across the River Styx. Now, that's history. It was in a book or something. Or maybe it was a song.
Charon is the name of the gentleman who does that.
Yeah, it's one of those for sure. I read it in a book while I was jacking my meat the other day. And then, like, I will store this info for the episode.
Yeah. Last time I was beating my meat, I was just going ham on my dong, and I had the book open, like you're talking about. Had my thumb sort of holding the crease, trying to keep it open. And then, of course, my other hand is just, like, overhand right on my Johnson. And then the goddamn phone rang. And I'm just sitting there, and I just it just leapt out of my throat. I just involuntarily, I said, "I kill you! I kill you!"
Just didn't have the drop for it. didn't download the drop before the episode.
I kill you. So
yeah.
So the GoPro to me is what this is. The GoPro is a camera. It has a little shell in it. It doesn't. You know, the phone doesn't have to sit... Because how tight is the phone in these little fucking thumbs? This is so stupid, Mike.
Yeah. On the back, it's... that's fucking funny. Did you see that? It says video chat hat. That must have been the first iteration. This is a very funny concept. Very funny invention.
I
actually love it.
I can't tell you how stupid it looks if you're... So, plain white hat. Through the front of the hat, there's like a small fabric channel through which a U-shaped hard plastic or rubberized it's like a little bracket, basically. It's stuck through it, and it sits on the brim of the cap. Then at the end are two molded hands. Are they adjustable? I don't know. But your phone... goes facing forward with the thumb and then the fingers securing it, however well it can possibly secure them. So your phone normally sits in your hand or pocket. But in this case, what they've decided to do is put it in maybe the most precarious position imaginable. And I know we've all got cases, we've all got screen protectors on our phones, but holy shit, this feels like really, now that phones are $1,000, $1,200, $1,300 fucking dollars or whatever, just putting this on top of your head and skateboarding around a parking garage like they do in this video, to me, seems like, I don't know. As much as these people love their apps, I just can't see them doing it.
Very silly. Very silly invention. It seems like one of those. It seems like one of those things you'd hear about on Real or Fake, that classic YKS segment.
Mm-hmm.
This one's real.
This one is real. Yeah, wouldn't that be funny if one of these we did was fake and people would never? Now we can't do it. Ruined that.
Yeah.
Ruined that. So it's so hot. Let me tell you how hot it is. It's so hot. I was at the grocery store. And this is where comedy happens. I was at the grocery store and...
I just Googled Halloween concepts.
Very good.
We're going to get there.
I was at the grocery store and I saw my kid's former preschool teacher. And she was like buying some items. And I looked at her for too long to just walk past and not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trying to place who it was. And so I said, oh, okay, I just have to go say hello. So I went and said hello and, you know, asked how my kid was doing and all that and just made small talk. And then as I was leaving, I was like, this is how hot it is. As I was leaving, I said, have a nice holiday. And she goes, holiday? And I was like, and then I just like kept walking out of the door. That's how hot it is you can't even say have a nice holiday. Because it's unseasonably warm.
You would say holiday for Halloween?
Yeah.
I would never say
that. And I did.
That. I would never say
and
that.
And I did say
are
it.
Are you just saying it because of the joke, or did you actually say it?
I actually did say it.
You actually say that to people.
And she said, never say it. She said it was weird.
Happy holiday. It is weird. You know how hot it is, though? It's so hot that zombies are walking around. They're not saying brains. They're saying, hey, can I get a glass of iced water? We'll keep coming back to it. We'll hit it again.
We'll get to it again. Mike, let me do this one. This is called The Flush Cup.
Dracula went to go bite somebody's neck, and he says, I'd actually, you know, prefer a lime spritzer or something. I don't know.
It's not even the Halloween episode. That's how stupid this is. That's how stupid this is and how stupid we are. We're going to have to do this again in 2 weeks. So we've got three episodes to work on this. The flush cup, Mike, okay. You ever get one of those little blue tablets for your toilet?
Yeah, they taste like shit.
Right.
You're supposed to put them in the toilet until they get all wet and then eat it.
That's right, and suck it down.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, blue raspberry. Raspberries aren't blue, they're pink. That's something you can talk about when it comes to blue artificial flavor and color. But in this case, we're talking about toilet tablets that I think are primarily bleach. So I would not recommend consuming them or sucking or licking on them in any way.
Yeah, you're talking to the guys who ate Tide Pods, so good luck, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
Did I ever do Tide Pods?
Yeah, did you ever do a Tide Pod?
Too wild for me.
You ever use one in the laundry machine?
I've used them.
Basically, yeah. They put all the detergent in there in the little thing, and you're supposed to just, I guess, trust they measured it out the right way? I don't know. Sort of strange. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, man.
I'll wash my clothes the old-fashioned way on a washing board in the crick while I'm singing hymnals.
Yes. Or
what have you.
I find that doing laundry brings me closer to the Lord, but it sounds like what you all were doing was destroying your esophagus and digestive systems. Okay, let me know how that works out. I'll be over here communing with Jesus. So, it's so hot, Mike. God, is it hot.
The flush cup, JF, is the smart toilet tablet solution. It's a money-saving toilet tablet dispenser. Making your favorite tablets, making your favorite tablets
right
last longer in addition to saving lots of water with each flush. That's the problem, I think, with these tablets. You put them in the toilet, and it's like, hey, I just put a tablet in there, and now that there's no tablet. I don't know.
This is one of the strangest things I've ever encountered on here as far as how much effort someone put into something that is completely not a thought for me. And
the thinking behind it is that the tablets go too quickly. If you just drop them in your toilet tank, they dissolve too fast.
Right.
And this makes a little plastic shelf where the water runs over the tablet, therefore making it last longer. But is it as effective as it once was?
That's what we're
going to get to the bottom of right now. We have like a big experiment or something.
There's a lot of toilet different cleaning ways you can go. And some people don't mess with anything at all. Some people don't even clean their potties one bit. Okay. And I hate to say that, but that's true. Others may say, you know what? I'll wait till it gets bad and then I'll just take the toilet brush to it and call it a day. And I think that's fair. You know, some people will like to get the spray or the foam or... some people have the little plastic thing that they clip on the side that like just like hangs out in the water flush and it can catch some cleaning stuff there. Then there's that gel that sticks on the side of the toilet. You know, it goes like it just sticks on the side there and that kind of works for a little while. But the tablets are really, you know, if I ever have anything in the toilet, it's generally these tablets. You know, it's either nothing or the tablet for me.
You're a tablet man?
I've been a tablet guy in the past. They're pretty cheap, you know. What is it, like $1.99 for three of these fucking things? So if you got three potties, just do the math. You know, you put... you know, you just do the math on... You stick one in the back of the toilet tank there. The water sits in the water. The water gets all blue and clean, bleachy style, and then it goes down and it keeps your poopies from sticking to the side of the potty, I think.
Yeah.
Or it just kind of smells like slightly better for a small amount of time. I have never gone in there and said, what the fuck, my blue tablet. I just put a blue tablet in here. I need to set up a rig.
Or you're like reviewing at the end of the month all your bills. And honey, did we really go through all those tablets? Your fucking tablet budget is just...
And I sympathize with this. I sympathize with the idea of something that's very, that's like a totally small problem, but once you've got it in your head, it just absolutely drives you nuts like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Like you just fucking go apeshit on some small little fucking problem until you're just like, well, I'm just ready to tear the house down and start over again. I get that, you know. The domesticity of man, you know, we kind of go nuts sometimes on this shit. That's the way it goes. But I'm not putting a little fucking plastic shelf in my toilet to keep my sticky blue stuff around longer, you know?
Yeah, I don't see this as a big... it's another classic case of not a problem.
And there's so much. It says you can save up to 5 cups of water with each flush. Then you can reduce chemicals released in the sewerage, it says. I don't know, this person's from a different country. We call it sewage here. That's what we call it, our water and poop combo.
They call it a loo over there, which I always liked. I always enjoyed calling it the loo.
You do?
Yeah, sometimes I'll say I have to go to the loo. I'll say that to nobody.
But you won't, but you haven't brought it out in public.
Yeah, I'm still testing it privately. It's not ready for prime time. You're going to save 7 cups. What is it, 5 cups of water? I'll bring you some toilet water. I got tons of the goddamn stuff.
This guy's hard up for toilet water. $184 of $37,900 for this little fucking thing. 10 backers 27 days ago. 10 other guys said, yeah, we have been going through a lot of blue tablets lately. If that's the worst thing you got going on, then you're doing good. Yeah. You're doing really, really good. if that's the shit that, like I said, I get bothered by small shit all the time. I'll find some shit that'll really start pissing me off, and I'll go wild on it until I hate
like
myself.
Your haircut or what, like your wardrobe or something.
My haircut is small. Is that what?
Is that what you?
I said.
Is that what you said?
I said small. Something small will drive me crazy.
It's a small problem that you have.
My haircut is small to you.
It's so hot outside, JF, that all of the goblins in.
Yeah. Let's put a pin in it. Let's just put a pin in that one.
Let's just come back to it.
There's nothing saying we can't come back to this. There's nothing saying we cannot come back and finish this.
We're going to crack this. This is actually pissing me off now that we are...
Yeah.
Now that we're getting into it, this is actually making me angry.
I'm angry about it as well, yeah.
We have to figure this out.
All right. Well, let's pause for a second and go think about this and come back, and maybe we'll have cracked it by then. Hey guys, JF here. Just wanted to remind you, we got some really cool shit for you over on the Patreon page. We got guests. We got more me and Mike. We're eating stuff. We're going through the mailbag. We're shooting the shit. We're hanging out. It's more episodes. $5 on the Patreon page gets you a whole bunch of shit to listen to while you're driving your fucking car or whatever the fuck. Patreon.com/yourKickstarterSucks. We're going to get you out of here in less than 30 seconds. And look, I can even count it down. 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the show. Bye. All right, we're back. More YKS. We finally cracked it, everybody. Yay. Everyone's freaking out. We figured out what it is, how hot the Halloween is, how hot the Halloween is. It's unseasonably hot this Halloween here in October. And it's so hot, gang, that we started out bobbing for apples, and now we're bobbing for applesauce. We've got applesauce all over us.
Now what is that?
Okay, so maybe we didn't crack. I thought we had it.
They got so hot that they got mushy or something.
The apples go in the water when you're bobbing for them.
And they boiled in there.
They started getting broken down. You know, eventually the solid got turned into liquid a little bit.
I thought you had this.
I let it get away from me. I fumbled the bag. I fumbled the bag on the applesauce tip. So, Mike, what's all right. Your fucking thing over there?
I got something called Cough Count. Cough Count. It's an automated cough monitoring application, which will automatically recognize, record the cough, and save as data 24/7. This motherfucker's not going to sleep on you.
Hootie hoo! I love data.
Want to help people with asthma, tuberculosis, pneumonia, COPD, and other diseases where cough is the most common symptom? Answer, no, I don't. Next.
Yeah, check please.
Just shut him down immediately.
Yeah.
I'm raising money to create an automated cough monitoring phone application, which will automatically recognize, record the cough, and save as data the duration, interval, geolocation, time, weather, temperature. With that application, doctors will be able to document disease progression and responses to established and new treatments. Now that's nice, huh? Trying to do something for the folks. What's your problem with it?
Well, it's on your list. Let's watch the video.
Do you or your child ever get a cough that just won't leave you alone? Coughing is one of the 5 most common reasons why people come to see a doctor. If the cough has been lasting 8 weeks or more, this may be a symptom of a more serious health problem. Your doctor will ask you, how long have you had the cough? How often do you cough, day and night? Are weather, certain activities, or a specific location making your cough worse? But how do you know these important answers without manually monitoring your cough or your child's cough at all times? Cough Count is the first mobile phone application that automatically records a person's cough 24/7 and saves all the data. No external device or manual input needed. All you need to do is download the app and activate the recording. Every time you cough, the app will record and save important information such as time, duration, interval, frequency, location, and much more that you can all see and check on the device. The detailed history will help your doctor to find out.
Okay, so this is
good, right?
I don't know, man. We've got kids. You take your kids to the doctor. The doctor says, how long have they been feeling like this? And you go, I don't know, a couple of days. And the doctor goes, okay. I don't know that there's a specific need to drill down much further than, they've been kind of like cranky lately.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, they ask you how long have you been, Mike, how long have you been feeling under the weather? What would you say?
About 35 years now, Doc.
Okay.
I don't think that this is so first off, junk. All right. First off, crap.
Yeah.
You think the R&D department's at fucking anywhere? Couldn't have recognized that this is a problem before some guy did?
I don't know.
That's what's so crazy about some of these shits is like these people are like, this is a problem that absolute nobody has ever thought of before. These just multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar corporations that have like huge wings of like research and development.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, yeah, but this guy is he's got a degree in marketing.
Okay.
So. So I guess you kind of don't know anything. For $30, you get a 12-month subscription to the cough detection. So not only it's not just a simple.
Yeah.
Medical devices, I think, are beyond our purview as two stupid guys who nevertheless are somewhat healthy and don't have like chronic illnesses. So like if somebody said, like, for instance, I don't know if I've said this before, but I have thought this before, like the Elizabeth Holmes thing with the blood. What was the company called that she did?
Yeah, I remember that company, Theranos or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's been like a big object of scrutiny. Everyone's interested in that, how I guess she's been faking it the whole time. And I don't know, I presumably not in jail, but paid a lot of money. I don't know what's going on with it because I don't care. But I don't know anything about that shit. So if someone told me, hey, we can test blood and it won't take that much blood, I'd be like, makes sense to me. I don't. It seems like you wouldn't need that much blood to. I don't know. Sounds fine. They take my blood and I'm like, see ya. I gotta go. I don't have time for this. You know, I got a flu shot this week. I got a flu shot this week because I believe in vaccinations. Because, you know, why not? I don't care. And I don't care what happens to me. And the doctor said, hey, you know, they like for you to stick around here a little bit, you know, just in case you have a reaction. And I was like, bye. I already got I'm going to be fine. I don't care. I'm going home. Yeah. I'm not sitting around here and looking at your fucking store. You know, I don't need this shit. You already gave me a little bit of the flu. What else do I need?
Yeah.
So I just don't. But so medical. My point is medical devices. I don't know. I don't. If this was a doctor who said, we've noticed that, you know, in kids with tuberculosis, there's a high incidence of parents not knowing exactly how many times their kids coughed, and we could save lives by knowing exactly how many coughs there were in the kid or whatever. I guess I would go, all right. But this is just some marketing dipshit who wants to set up a subscription for coughing.
I really get annoyed with the altruistic type angles that some of these have because it's like if you're really – I mean, just give it away for free if you – just calls into question the validity of some of the shit when they're like, there's also a subscription service or whatever the fuck. It's like – I don't know.
Is there a reason you couldn't do this in the form of like a little thing that sits beside someone's bed and then just counts it up and you sell it for like $98?
First off, does it even find does measuring the number of coughs or whatever the fuck, is that going to tell you anything useful about your fucking self? Or?
I cannot imagine, but I don't know. I don't know enough about being sick.
Let's call your doctor.
But it does seem like if you could say, I coughed a lot or a little, anything else is sort of in the ballpark of acceptable amount of knowledge with respect to coughing frequency, I think. I don't know.
I think if you're coughing a little bit, I think you know when too much coughing is too much coughing.
I think so.
I can recognize that.
I think so. I think your body is like, all right, this is, I think I've had about enough. Yeah.
I'm getting all fucked up. You better do something.
And it's so weird to have a monthly subscription to something where I go months without coughing. Right? Am I thinking about this the right way?
It's very strange.
Very peculiar.
$101 of the $25,000 goal. Two backers on this one.
It's very funny how this is much less expensive than the toilet plastic. like, if you just think about what you get for your... If you were an angel investor and you're like, well, I can spend $25,000 on the coughing subscription, or I can spend $38,000 on the little thing that holds a plastic, that holds a toilet cleaner slightly above. I don't even know. How would you even make that decision?
I guess it's all about what's important. What's most important to you? Is your health important, or is your toilet more important?
I don't know that the two are not related. You know, a happy toilet is a happy... If your toilet's happy...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. It's so hot. You were about to fucking do it.
It's really hot. And if your toilet is happy, then, you know, you should be okay. You're doing okay if your toilet... If you have a happy toilet. Next up, Mike...
We gotta figure this out.
Next up, I got one called the IQ, the at-home vision monitor. This is an Indiegogo joint. IQ. Now, I have a few thoughts. Buckle in, because this is going to be one hell of a thread. You know, my wife just went to the eye doctor, got a new prescription. And I think I've said this before, that when I went to this, because I think the doctor is reasonable over here, the optometrist or ophthalmologist, whichever one it is, I don't remember which one it is, and all of our optometrist listeners are going to write in and let me know what the difference is exactly. We don't, you know, I think they're pretty reasonable for exams, and then I see now that they're charging you a fee to do the pupillary distance. So that's the thing for non-glasses wearers. That's the thing that essentially says, like, okay, where's the center of the lens going to be relative to your eye, you know? And because even if you have the right prescription, if the glasses are fitted incorrectly, you're not going to be able to see properly out of your eyes. It's going to make you sick or whatever. So that's fine, because they're losing a lot of business to going online and getting your glasses, obviously, right? A lot of people probably get their glasses online. I get my glasses online because you go into the store and you think, you know, these people are reasonable. I want to be reasonable too. I know it'll be a little bit more to have them make my glasses, but that's fine. I'm going to get a local service here, you know? Maybe it'll come with a warranty or something. And you go in there and you're like, okay, I can drop like $150 on some nice frames. I'm in a good position where I'm able to do that. And the frames are like literally $400. They're like $400. They're like $350, $400 frames, and you get the very basic lenses. You know, you don't get the anti-reflection, the coatings, and all other shit. You just got to go online, you know?
I've never had glasses, Jeff.
All right.
Perfect 20/20 vision all my life.
Well, this is a thing this is a very common and relatable situation, so...
Anyway, it's so hot outside, JF.
Are you just fucking looking at Halloween shit? Is that what's going on? You're just looking at Halloween shit now. You're just reading about Halloween.
I wasn't. I was actually looking up the history of glasses and reading along about the stuff that you were saying. What did Dracula's girlfriend and a boxer have in common? I'm not going to read that one. That's sexual in nature. I thought this was work safe.
So all that, and you can't even fucking use the joke.
They both go down for the count, which means she performs fellatio on train wreck of an ep, huh?
Does Dracula have a penis?
I don't know. They've never talked about it.
That's what I'm saying. I think Frankenstein is the most likely ghoulie to have a penis.
You think Frankenstein has a penis? He's made up of other guys, so you think they went up through the trouble of...
Yes.
I think that they would just lop the penis off. He doesn't need his sexual reproductive organs. And they would give him some type of a small hole to piss out of. And he has a normal asshole because they transferred a normal guy's ass on him.
Well, why not just cut the asshole off? What does he need the ass for?
Well, he's got to have the ass because he's got to sit down, you know?
Well, as long as you're routing stuff out of different holes, he could make the poop come out of his mouth. That could be a whole different Frankenstein tale. The Frankenstein that poops out of his mouth. I mean, if you're talking about... If you're serious about this... if you really think that this is what he would do...
Yeah.
Then maybe he would do something like that.
I think he was also probably pressed for time. You got the guys, you know, with the pitchforks or something. I don't know if all that happened at the same time. I think it was maybe different times. It's been a while since I read that book and jacked off at the same time.
The thing about Frankenstein is you got to be some kind of freak to go through all that trouble and then make him just look like a regular guy with like the two arms and stuff. Do something different. Why would you not, you know, what was the point? You're trying to make a friend? What was the point of that?
I think it's just proof of concept, right? They just wanted to be like, oh, we can do this or whatever. But I agree with you. I would have... Give me shark's teeth, you know? Give me cheetah legs.
I mean, anything. I think Dr. Moreau was sort of on the right path as far as like, well, if I'm going to do this, it's going to at least be... There's going to be... It's going to be worth all the trouble of this, you know?
That's a great book, huh?
Is it?
I don't fucking know.
We don't know. Don't say something is good.
You think I would know?
Don't say a book is good on here, because then we're going to have a whole fucking... We have to say who wrote the book and... All right. Anyways, I was trying to fucking say, before you got off track, about glasses. It's very tempting to want to just do the online stuff and say, well, it's been a year, it's been 2 years since my last prescription. I don't want to go in and go through the hassle and be, you know, shamed for not buying the expensive glasses there. Maybe I could do something where I got my... Maybe I could measure my prescription at home. And that's where IQ comes in. And this is a device that hooks up with your phone. It's like you look into it. It measures some stuff. You do it several times over. It tells you what your prescription is within a certain margin of error. And then you can order glasses, of course, from them. I'm going to play the video.
Hey, you. Yes, I'm looking at you. Your eyes are in trouble. I would know. I'm an eyeball. The window into your soul. The unsung hero of your body. You need me for every waking moment of your day. But one out of four adults in the U.S. is at high risk for serious vision loss because us eyes are working overtime. That might be you. But wait. I have good news. I'm a living organ, and you can keep track of how I'm doing just like you do with your heart rate on your fancy smartwatch. Regular monitoring can help us both, and the IQ at-home vision test is the solution. But what exactly is it? The at-home vision care kit. Test and track your vision. Screen for 20/20 vision in a minute for everyone age 6 and up. Test and use your eyeglass numbers to order glasses online. Accurately measure your pupillary distance. All in a convenient carrying case, ready to be shared with everyone. Use it anywhere, anytime. These little gadgets work on your smartphone and give instant results. You need this. I need this. Don't just take my word for it. Between you and I, it makes a great gift. Take care of me and your ability to see all the important things in your life. Get your complete at-home vision testing and tracking system now. Take care of me, and I'll take care.
Very strange lo-fi commercial for the IQ product. I don't really get what the messaging is here, but you see the guy, he's got like the strap on his head, and it looks like he's in the VR.
That's where, kind of a sex thing.
You heard about Dracula getting sucked off, and now you're sort of in the sex zone a little bit, aren't you?
I'm trying to do a show, so
No, you're not.
Let's clean it up.
First of all, you're not.
First of all, I'm not. I don't see myself using this, JF. I'm not an eyeglass guy. Although I do respect the look a lot. I wish I had something going on my face. I got a boring face. I need something to distract people away from all the other features of myself. And I think a pair of glasses.
What about this?
Would
what about
look
a
good on my fat head?
What about an earring?
Just a big hoop earring.
Why not? I was watching the Ask Dr. Ruth documentary. I was watching that, and this sounds like this sounds like a joke. Dr. Ruth was a sniper. Isn't that odd?
That's so good.
She was a sniper. So
up until last year, I think.
Yeah, just barely, just had to give it up. Yeah, she's a small little gal there, and likes to talk about all the nasty sex stuff that we don't do on here, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, if you've tuned in here to, you know, you want to hear somebody tell you it's okay to pull yourself.
Uh huh.
You've tuned into the wrong.
The wrong show.
This is not the show for you. Okay, let me tell you this. You should be ashamed if you like pleasure. I'll tell you that much right now. Okay.
If you're not constantly ashamed and embarrassed 24/7. I was just talking about this recently. I'm fucking embarrassed about everything in every aspect of my life.
Mm-hmm. Everything sucks.
I'm not even Catholic.
Right.
That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah, we still got to go to heck after all this, you know.
Looking forward to it.
You know, Dr.
All my friends are going to be there. People, all my favorite bands.
People will call up Dr. Ruth and say, "Oh, Dr. Ruth, I was just listening to your show, and it reminded me of a friend of mine." Wink. Everyone's like, "Okay, it's you."
Mm-hmm.
You don't
it's
even.
It's you. First I mean, off,
it's definitely
don't
you.
Don't even fake.
You're fronting. And then they'll say, "Oh, this friend of mine has a problem." And Dr. Ruth will say, "Yes, go ahead. Please tell me your friend's problem." And she'll wink because she knows. She hears this all day long. And they say, "My friend has a nasty little booty hole. And this stuff, my friend's booty hole is wilding out. And my friend's booty hole, they can't, you know, they don't know what to do with it." And Dr. Ruth will tell them, just like, go boom, 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 like right down the list. Like, this is what you do to your friend's booty hole, you know.
Fix your booty hole. Put some creams on the booty hole. Calm the booty hole down with a nice song. Play an instrument at the booty hole.
Yes. You know.
All those things.
Our show is about Kickstarters, not that stuff. So.
Kickstarters and some Bible stuff along the way. Toss it in, you know.
If you learn something, you know, honestly, yeah, would that hurt? Would that hurt you to learn something for once in your fucking? But we don't have to wait and see that IQ doesn't work. It is $120, $130, $150, by the way. $2,700 of $25,000 on Indiegogo, 22 backers, 42 days to go. But even though it does seem crazy that you would be able to look in this little thing and it would tell you what your vision is. It is crazy. The Vision Check product was reviewed in Gizmodo by Victoria Song, and it's a good read. So definitely check that out. The short version of it is that the prescription that she got was wrong, and so she had to go to a doctor to get that corrected. And IQ said, "Yeah, well, you know, if you went to a different doctor, you'd probably get a different prescription or whatever, you know." Basically, they said Pobody's nerfed to her. And the eye doctor said, "Yeah, don't do that because it's not going to work for obvious reasons. I'm a doctor," would be one thing. And that's just like a little piece of plastic that you keep in your house. And also going to the doctor, the eye doctor is important because the little box can't tell you if you have eye disease or something, you know, the little glaucoma puff machine that you go. Have you ever been to the eye doctor, Mike?
Yeah. I did when I got my medal for 20/20 vision, and I know what you're talking about. But go to the just go to the guy. I know it sucks and it's expensive, probably, and all that shit.
Yeah,
you got to go to the guy. You know, just don't get a fucking disease and pass away, because that sucks so bad. You're,
right,
you're like laying there and you're like, fuck, I should have gone to the fucking guy, and now I'm dead because my eyes are all fucked up. Don't be that guy, you know. Swimming ghoul. Could that be something?
Yeah. Yes. So that's the IQ. You could always just go to the, I will say, if you're in the position where you're like, I cannot part with the $100 to get the eye exam or whatever, and I totally understand. You don't have health insurance. I don't have vision insurance, so I'm paying out of pocket as well. I would just say one thing you could always do is just go to the doctor and then just not pay your bill. You can always just do that. Like if you have, like if you think you might have an eye disease, don't buy the shitty tech that isn't going to work, and then you got to buy the glasses anyways. Don't get locked into the dumb tech ecosystem of like, maybe I'll never have to leave the house. Just go to the doctor, and then when they say, all right, well, you owe, you know, $145.73, you just go, well, I give you a fake name, so
I
don't want to pay you. And they'll go, well, that's not too good for us. And you say, yeah, well, at least my eyes.
The cookie crumbles, bitch. And then dip out.
Anyway, that's IQ. So, Mike, you got one more. Swear to God, I think we can actually get through this.
It's the Eclipse is a new phone that doesn't fold, but slides open, and it can be used as a tablet.
Yeah.
Why buy a flip phone when you can, or a fold phone when you can have a phone / tablet slide? Now, I don't understand this at all. I'll preface this by saying I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
It's a phone, Mike.
I know it's a phone, JF.
Oh, okay.
But it's supposed to, you're supposed to slide two parts on the either side of your existing phone?
I think this is a phone unto its own. I think this is a separate phone. I think this is a new phone style. You know, sort of like the Samsung. What's that? The Samsung one that's out right now, the Galaxy Fold. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've seen it. The first one, I guess, was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
The second one.
Did you keep up with that at all? Did you check in to see what was going on with it?
I saw that it was just a big piece of crap.
Okay, so you did see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
The interesting thing about that one was, I think this is cool. I thought it was cool to see this happen in real time, where they put out this phone, this $2,000 phone. You guys probably saw it, the Galaxy Fold. It's the phone that folds, the screen folds onto itself. And why you would want that is up to you, I guess. But the interesting thing about it was that the first units they sent out in the first generation of the phone were getting destroyed. And the reason they were getting destroyed was because it came with a very thin layer on the top of the phone that looked like a little plastic protector that you would put on the phone, like for shipping.
Yeah.
You know, like
People were just peeling it off.
People were just peeling it off and then destroying the phone, which is very interesting. And I guess they fixed that this time. Now it's clear that you're not supposed to take that off and destroy the phone. But it does still have some problems, I think, just based on the fact that it is a foldable phone. Like, that creates a crease, so there can be, like, little, you know what I mean? Like, little crap can get in the fucking crease of the phone. Now your phone has to, you get to vacuum out your phone. It's, well, what are we doing? You know?
I don't get wanting to have wanting your phone to turn into a tablet. I think that's a thing that they created that no one wants. I don't understand the market for that.
Yeah.
The market's got to be so small for people who are like, oh, I love my phone, but I wish it was maybe like 3 inches bigger. And who couldn't say that, you know?
Oh boy. Like,
sex stuff.
You're still thinking about your penis.
Yeah, I'm halfway through 1984, and just bruised down there because I keep pounding on it, destroying it.
You're reading. Okay, you're reading 19. Okay, I see. What do you think of it so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is crap, but you love it. They won $100 million.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for landing on that one, finally.
They got three, though. So, and 40 days to go, so it's still anyone's ball game.
It's anyone's ball game, yeah. Yep. The Eclipse, a new phone. Looking forward to that after... Hey, I guess after my iPhone craps out, yeah, it takes about 2 years, the battery starts wearing, and then I'll go to my new $100 million phone, probably. So... is what they want you to do. Okay, Mike, that was the six pack. Thank God. Let's read some emails.
That's where you come in.
That's where you come in. Send us an email, yourkickstartersucks@gmail.com. You can also send us something in the physical mail at our PU box. That address is 544 West Main Street, number 209, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. You can also follow us on Instagram at YKSPod. And finally, leave us a voicemail, 802-359-PISS. That was the last number that they had. Jacob writes... in from Patreon. It says, hey, JF, back in episode 67, you read an email from a listener who was asking about an episode 13 months prior in which you were asked to say one good thing about yourself, something you never got around to answering. After reading the email, you told the person writing in to check back in if you don't get around to answering the question within the next 13 months. Anyway, it's been over 2 years since you were first asked to say one good thing about yourself, and I was wondering if you could let us all know what it is. Don't leave us hanging, buddy. Love the show. Okay, Mike, this is tough for both of us to do. We got to come up with something that is good about ourselves.
Yeah, but the instructions said only you, so I think I'm off the hook here, Jeff.
So you're not going to come in with me on this?
I'll try and think. You just sprung this on me now.
Try to think of something. I had time to think.
You go first. I'll go last.
Okay. I'm going to do you one better, Jacob. You asked for one thing. Let me give you two things. I've got two things that are good about myself that I can say, okay? The first is that I do smell all right. I don't think I smell overly great. I don't think I've got the best smell you've ever smelled in your life. I don't think that people even think of me as the smelling good guy, okay? I just know that I don't smell bad. I smell okay. It's an acceptable smell. I soap up with some soap. I have deodorant on all the time in case, you know, unless I forget, which I've forgotten before, but I try to take care of that when I can. I throw the old cologne on, you know. I think I smell acceptable. So I think that's good. Now, some people don't, you know, God love them, but I think I smell okay. Number two is that I can cook chicken pretty good. A lot of people have a hard time with chicken, cooking it. But I can do okay on it. I can cook chicken pretty good. Throw it on the grill. Bake it. Bone in, bone out. I don't really care. I'll take care of the bird no matter what. So that's my promise. I will smell good, and I will cook the chicken good. So that's two pretty good. That's not bad, I think.
Pretty good, man. You got two of them and only took you 2 years to think of that.
Well, I think you've seen those memes going around. The idea, you know, create your ideal man, you know, $1, $3, $5, mm-hmm. you have $15, whatever. I think cook chicken and smell good are on that's S tier. I think that's the very highest level.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not likely that you're able to put together a man that can cook chicken and smell good without really sacrificing. Yeah, pick one, right? Not with me. You got two. Okay, Mike, what is your good thing of yourself?
Pick your perfect man. You got $5.
Right.
$1 cooks chicken well. $1 smells okay. And he also has a toenail in his penis. What I got for you is, for my good thing is I'm good at,
I'm good at thinking of stuff to, that's good about myself. For example, the thing I just thought of now that I'm is good about me is that I'm good at. Oh boy,
it's so hot! It's so hot that
the swimming ghoul, all the.
It's so hot, Mike. This is how hot it is. Okay. It's so hot that you could fry a monster's egg on the sidewalk.
Monster's egg, not even a Halloween thing. Monster egg.
Monsters lay eggs. I think that's probably all we have to say on the. It's so hot. Oh, it's so hot. Something, it's so hot, even Jeffrey Epstein, something like that.
Put the fucking theme.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to let y'all podcasters know. I'm sorry, I'm from the West Coast, but can I say y'all? Because I just wanted to let you all know that, I'm deleting the Tinder and the dating apps, and I'm gonna meet the partners the old fashioned way. I'm gonna go to the grocery store and I'll say in the aisle, hey, I notice you're eyeing the extra toasty Cheez-Its. So I just wanted to thank you all for your support. Thanks.